Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, we really got into the spirit of what a lot of people are doing, posting meals and how they're making meals and all of that. First, it was what we ate right after the show. That went up because we had a group text going and Boomer sent his post-show meal. I sent mine, and then Al sent two pieces of bread, one with peanut butter on it, one with jelly on it. And then later, Al actually posted what he eats for dinner every single weeknight on Instagram. And I knew that he ate the same thing every day, lunch and dinner during the week. This is already knowledge that I had, but watching him do it on Instagram was just driving me absolutely nuts. I could not figure out how a man could do this every single day. Now, when I'm eating healthy, I could eat a couple of things the same for a few days in a row, whatever it is, because I know the exact amount of calories, I know what I'm eating. Like, I can do that. But to do it every day of your life, grilled chicken, was it broccoli, sweet potatoes, and garbanzo beans every weekday. And I thought to myself, no wonder he was freaking out the way he was freaking out when there was no chicken, because this is all he eats is the chicken. He doesn't eat anything else during the week. So if there was no chicken in the grocery store, he was you-know-what out of luck, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, same friggin' meal. Al, I really don't know how you do it, but hats off to you because it's kept you in great shape.
And I even start craving it. Like around 4 o'clock, I'll start craving. Ooh, I'm going to be making the sweet potatoes and the chicken soon and the broccoli. I will change the beans up every now and then. I'll go kidney beans or black beans. But for the most part, everything else stays exactly
Loser.
The same. No,
you're like a prisoner who's like, oh, man, coming at 2 a.m., I'm going to get my porridge.
Yeah, and then I crave then my tiny Kit Kat fun size bar that I'll have for dessert. You know, you have to learn the simple
things. Every night. It's the same thing every single night.
Well, then on the weekends, I would go out Friday night and Saturday night. Now I don't know what's going on, so I'm almost eating that chicken every single night now.
Oh, no. So you're telling me Saturday and Sunday you're eating the same meal, too?
It has happened during this Corona update. Yeah, because I like to go out on the weekends, you know, change it up. But now forget it. I don't know what's going on.
What's the most adventurous meal that you have made yourself during the week where you have deviated from what we saw yesterday?
Well, I'll get into streaks, so I went many years where I had a turkey burger with sweet potato every night for legitimately maybe 3 years. And then I was going through a streak where I would make a gigantic pot of turkey chili, and I'd eat it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was a pound would last me for, like a pound of turkey meat would last me for the 4 nights. And I would do that for like months on end. And then just to wake up one day and go, you know what? No more with the turkey burger and no more with the turkey chili. We're going chicken from here on out.
Someone
I did it with
salmon.
Homebound and very lonely.
I love how you say I just woke up one day and decided to change it. Yeah, after 5 straight years of eating turkey.
Yeah, but the sweet potatoes, I've had a sweet potato 4 or 5 days a week for, it's got to be 10 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And that when, really when we were going through that chicken shortage, I found Omaha Steaks had chicken, and I ordered. I have like 48 individually wrapped pieces of chicken in my freezer.
So you must have been having a panic attack. You're hoarding chicken now.
I'm not hoarding chicken. That was after it did actually get back to the stores, but prior to that, when Omaha Steaks had it, I was like, I'm ordering it just so I have it. And now you can readily get chicken in the stores.
48 breasts.
Yeah, 48 breasts. They're all like, I'll take a photo of my freezer and I have eaten some of them, but it's nothing but individually wrapped chicken.
My 48 breasts are going to be showing up here, and it's going to be a big time party when it does.
Party of one.
Yeah, when my big cooler of chicken breasts showed up here, it was a very exciting day.
And it makes you happy. I mean, you know, we can sit here and we could be miffed and we could say you're crazy, but it makes you happy. You crave it. You're not bored of it. So, I mean, it's working.
I also measure everything out. So, like the sweet potatoes, it has to fall between 4 and 5 ounces, and the chicken breast as well. But luckily, with these chicken breasts, they're all 4 ounces. That's how they're sent.
Now, what about your lunch yesterday? Because, you know, we had these avocado toast sort of egg combinations, Boomer and me. You just had the now, did you eat the one slice of peanut butter by itself, toast, and then the jelly, or did you end up putting that together?
I put it together, and it was not toast. It was whole wheat bread, so it looked brown like it was had been toasted. No, I put them together. I just thought it would look more exciting, opened up. I was competing with you guys.
Just show us what was inside your peanut butter and jelly.
But that's another thing. Like, now since this coronavirus started, every day is peanut butter and jelly because that's very manageable. I just can buy like 6 peanut butter jars, 6 jelly jars. All I have to do is go out for bread every week. But that's it. So when I go to the store, I know what I'm getting. Sweet potatoes, bread. That's it. Man,
if people are the store, joke's like, on here us. Comes Al again. Al, that would be $39.99. Every week it's the same.
Right. I know exactly where to go in the store. Wow. Go to my aisles.
Yeah. I mean, shame on all of us who like to switch it up. But I mean, for you.
I would think that, you know, you'd want to like shake it up a little bit. Shake it up. You'd want to shake it up a little bit, do a little something different. This is the time to do that, as opposed to getting into like some sort of mundane, everyday kind of same situation.
Well, I think it's more about the shopping for me. So it's easier if I just buy a whole bunch of one thing and just eat it every day. Like if I want to shake it up right now and buy something, you know, try cooking something else during this pandemic, I now have to go out to the store and get the ingredients to make it, where I know already what I have here because I eat the same thing all the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I do think that now's the time actually uniform. If you're ever going to be uniform, it's going to be now because you just want to make less trips to the grocery store and you want to make sure that you've got whatever you need and it's easy. So,
but you don't have to be that sad, though.
It's not sad. I love it. I love the consistency of it. And your body likes it, too. Like your body likes to have the same food. Me and Tom Brady, you know, it's very similar.
Yeah, when I was living by myself years ago, I was doing something similar. Not this bad, but very similar.
I live by myself.
every day. And you're right. I mean, you do end up craving those things. Like, I would eat, like, these frozen dinners sometimes, these Amy's organic frozen dinners. And this one, there was, like, this broccoli cheddar bowl that I would eat, like, 3 times a week, and my body would crave this horrible thing. I don't know why. But I was married to this stupid frozen dinner, and you're right. You get to like 4 o'clock, and it wants this thing that isn't even all that good, but somehow you need it. Now, Boomer's sending us these texts of him. Is this you frying chicken last night?
Yes.
You breaded it yourself, I guess.
Yes,
and
I did the whole thing myself. Yes. I told Al, you know, if you want to shake it up a little bit, here's a good way of doing it.
Okay, but here's another thing, which is another reason why I cook the way I cook. Like, to me, this would smell up my apartment for 3 weeks.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? We're putting a tiny piece of chicken in the oven doesn't smell. Like, I would worry about, does this stink up the place?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You must have a nice hood. See, I have a bad hood here.
Yeah, I got a very good hood.
So you were like cleaning this chicken and everything, and egg washing it, and
take care of your chickens.
Yeah, I could send you one other picture of the preparation if you'd like.
This is crazy. And then you were just taking pictures for. Were you sending these out yesterday, or were you holding them to send us for today?
No. I'd sent them out to a couple buddies, you know, but that was about it.
May I tweet these out for the audience?
If you'd like to.
I would like to.
I am, like, floored. I got to tell you.
Why are you floored? Why you can't imagine that I could do something like this?
Yes, I can't. It's exactly why I'm floored. No, I can't imagine it because, like, you want to tell me, like, yesterday, some eggs and toast on English muffins and you pull out an avocado and slice it up and throw a hunk of American cheese on it. Sure. But, I mean, you're sitting there with, like, the scissors or whatever, the knife, and you're cutting the bad parts off the chicken, then you're getting the egg and the breadcrumbs and you're throwing it in the pan. Yeah, that seems like a lot. It really does.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the fun. It's what eats up time and you kind of enjoy it. Try something new. Shake it up a little bit.
Shake it up. Fried chicken. So you could check those out. Al's going to tweet them out. That's a great job. I have to admit, I'm very, very impressed. It looks delicious. You got your Peroni in the background. Your vegetables look great. Looks like you got a little sear on those vegetables. It's awesome. Some asparagus. Good for you, man. All right, Jerry. What's happening over there, man?
Well, the one thing you guys have left out, or Al has left out, is that he had not had peanut butter and jelly until about a few months ago in his entire life. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, last year was the first time I ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's like you stumbled across peanut butter and jelly.
I never thought they would go well together, the peanut butter and the jelly on bread. But one
like bread and butter. Whoa, that's so strange.
I saw Gina eating it one day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try one of these.
Mother never gave you a peanut butter and jelly when you were a kid?
No, when I was a kid, I did not like peanut butter. I didn't like the idea of it. It was not appealing to me.
What? The idea? What do you mean the idea? What's wrong with the idea?
It seemed very weird to me to spread something on bread. And then I saw Gina eat one day, and I said, you know, I'm going to try that. And it was like a candy sandwich. I was like, this is tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the great combinations of all time, man. It's amazing. It took you into your 40s to figure out that it was
I might have been 49 years old.
Better late than never, right, Al?
Yeah.
You have to be the only 49-year-old who hasn't been in captivity at some point in their life, who just tried a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at that age. In America, I would think you're probably the only one. Or doesn't have a peanut allergy. Those two things.
Right, so I've never had one on, like, people say, oh, you got to have it on Wonder Bread. I've only had it on, like, whole wheat bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread, and it's got to be spread a little bit thicker on the white bread than on the wheat bread. But how about grilled cheese? Have you had that?
No, I don't like – I'm not a big fan
of
cheese.
And I'm going to touch it.
I don't like cheese.
You've never had grilled cheese.
I like a mozzarella cheese on like pizza or something, but I don't like yellow cheese.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to introduce you to something here. It's called a hamburger. It's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread. There's all sorts of places that have them, so if you want to check it out.
Oh, my goodness. I was late to a lot of things.
Yes. Late bloomer, as they say. And I'm going to touch it.
He's really tearing it up there with his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Jerry, what's going on there in the world of sports?
So at the end of yesterday's show, we started talking about some of the quotes from Brady on the Howard Stern show. I'll give you a few here. I'll get you some more next hour. Number one, never cared about how he is thought of.
I never cared about legacy. I mean, I could give a shit about. That's never. I never once when I was in high school said, man, I can't wait for what my football legacy looks like. I mean, that's a very, it's just not me. That's not my personality.
Although it's pretty damn good. He was asked point blank, why leave after all these years?
Why would I choose a different place? It's because it was just time. I don't know what to say other than that. Like, I had done everything. I accomplished everything I could in 2 decades with an incredible organization, incredible group of people, and that will never change. And no one can ever take that away from me. No one can ever take those experience or Super Bowl championships away from us.
Also talked about us, meaning Belichick. A lot of wrong assumptions out there.
I think he has a lot of loyalty. And I think he and I have had a lot of conversations that nobody's ever been privy to. And nor should they be, that so many wrong assumptions were made about our relationship or about how he felt about me.
Oh, that was certainly interesting. Also, the one about his wife, not happy in their marriage, which is why he was skipping OTAs. And then, of course, one that Al can certainly relate to, Brady talking about getting hurt once in a game, and it was brutal.
I thought when I got hit, something happened. It ended up being a hernia in the game where the abdomen wall split open. And then I don't know all the details, but other than that, the testicles were like literally like one side was like,
that is brutal.
Severe bruising of the scrotum.
But I know you had the hernia, and I know you dealt with some things like this. And then I'm sure this guy was probably back playing the next week. Just nuts. So pretty crazy. So we'll have more clips from Brady.
I have swollen testicles.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got it. More throughout the morning, though, as you can imagine. Some other things here. Former Rams Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews posting on Twitter yesterday that the Rams are past due on paychecks they owe them after being released. Gurley with the Falcons. Now Matthews still a free agent, I do believe. Here's Jameis Winston on Fox News talking about being replaced by the great one in Brady.
One thing about Tom Brady is it's understood that he is the GOAT. And for you to get replaced by Tom Brady in a city that you love so much, I guess that's kudos to me. But at the end of the day, it's a competitive sport. We all in the business. So I'm excited for whatever opportunity may hold.
I like how he turns that into a compliment. It's pretty good. And then you got former Panthers, new Panthers head coach Matt Rhule in a video conference yesterday talking about the decision to move on from Cam Newton.
I think the world of Cam as a person, and everyone knows the type of player that he's been for many, many years. And I hope for his sake that he'll continue to, you know, find that success wherever he ends up. I just think for us, this time of year is a difficult time of year. You have to make tough decisions about your roster. And at the end of the day, you always have to do what's in the best interest of the team moving forward. And we felt that this decision was that.
I'm going to Teddy Bridgewater, and he talks about why he's a better fit right now.
He walks in day one. He knows the verbiage. He knows the concepts. You watch him on tape. He's executing the plays that we're going to run. So you feel really good about that. And then, you know, throughout his career, he's someone that makes everyone else around him better. You know, he's a humble person, but he's a driven person. And
how about his career arc?
I think he's the perfect fit for us, for our offense, and for this, where this team wants to go.
How about his career arc, Teddy Bridgewater? You know, first-round draft choice by the Vikings, blows his knee out in practice, has come all the way back now, and has landed himself a starting job in Carolina. That is what you call perseverance and overcoming adversity. Yeah, and good for him. He's going to have a great opportunity here for sure. The Chiefs agree to a one-year deal with DeAndre Washington. The horse competition the NBA is putting together is said to be including Chris Paul and Trey Young. I think Zach LaVine as well. Also reportedly a couple of WNBA players should be involved there too. This is not a great story. Former Texas Rangers star Josh Hamilton indicted on a felony charge of injury to a child after his teenage daughter accused him of beating her. Hamilton released on $30,000 bond. Eddie, skip to the final two clips if you can. I'm going to give you a couple from Sean Avery, who was back at it on Instagram yesterday, but not yelling at cabs or people in the bike lane or anything like that. Instead, I guess the day prior, he was yelling how Miracle Whip has become very difficult in these times to come across, and he loves his Miracle Whip, and then I guess he took a beating. So, as he was about to exercise, he had a message for everybody.
This one's to all you trolls talking about Miracle Whip to me yesterday. See this hill? This man-made hill? You can't even see the top of it. I've just run it 40 times, full speed, intervals. I'm now going home to make an egg sandwich with Miracle Whip.
Yeah, and then he wasn't done there, Boomer, because the message would continue.
I'm going to drink that with a ice-cold glass of concentrated juice. Then I'm going to follow that up with a cigarette. Worry about your own big fat asses, and I'll take care of mine. Have a great day.
Have a great day. I love the way he ends it. It's tremendous.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing right now because there's nobody really out there in the bike lanes and all that other stuff. He's got nobody to fight against.
I guess he's creating arguments.
I think you got your
answers.
Right. You got your answers. Fighting about Miracle Whip.
And Miracle Whip is like a mayonnaise, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. A little bit healthier, supposedly. And then the last thing I'll give you, and I'll get out of here. How about you talk about foresight? Did you guys see the Wimbledon story yesterday?
Yeah, pandemic insurance.
$2 million a year they've paid for pandemic insurance. So they've paid out $34 million, and they are now going to be paid in insurance $141 million for losing the event this year.
That's why they canceled it as opposed to postponing it because they got paid.
Yep, sure make that case. So there you go, guys.
Yeah. And by the way, there's only one mayonnaise, and it's Hellman's, and I don't care what anybody says. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get into a fight with Sean Avery over Miracle Whip. I'm sure he loves it. Great, good for him. But I'm a Hellman's guy all the way.
Let's go to Amanda in Bordentown before the break. She wants to talk about Al. What's going on, Amanda? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, good, Amanda. What's happening today?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for bringing some normalcy to the day. My husband and I tune in every morning. We're doing the same thing, even though we're quarantined with an 18-day-old baby. So thank you.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. So I expected nothing less from Predictable Al than chicken and chickpeas. But what I wanted to say is that since we have an 18-day-old baby, my husband and I are trying to get creative with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he's been posting every meal on his Instagram account, going back and forth with his buddy, trying to see who can outdo each other. So if Al needs some more creative recipes than just chicken and chickpeas, I'd be more than happy to share my husband's Instagram handle with him, and he could tune in, get some ideas. I mean, we can do more than just chicken every day, Al.
Yeah, well Amanda, you got to understand, Al doesn't want any ideas. Yeah. Al is completely happy with what he's doing. That's the thing that it's tough for us to understand, but we need to, that Al doesn't want to make any changes, right?
Yeah, not interested.
Not
sad.
At all. And I tell you, if we had like a cook-off between us, everybody on the show, we know who would win. It would be Boomer, because he's still sending us text messages of stuff that he has cooked. And there is like this full-blown, what is this? Is that a veal or is that chicken? What is that? Meatballs and spaghetti? I can't even tell.
That's it looks like meatballs.
No, that's spaghetti and three meatballs, yes.
And then some sort of sauce. Was that a meat sauce or is it just regular sauce?
It's a regular sauce. It's a marinara sauce, and it's great, you know. And made the spaghetti al dente, perfect. About 6.5 to 7 minutes boiled it. It was perfect.
Yeah, that's the only way to eat pasta.
Look, Gio, he's got a stack of breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Above the
plate.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Yes,
I thought it was like chopsticks at first, and then I zoomed in and I was like, why does he have all those chopsticks there? The little tiny breadsticks, and then he's got the little salad on the side that he made, and you even laid out like a placemat and everything. You did this so formally. I mean, this is blowing my mind.
Well, the amazing thing is that you know this is eating up some time, and this is like in the middle of the day. So I had just done my 45 minutes on my Peloton. I'm starving. And this is what I do.
And a Pinot Noir to wash it down.
Yeah, right.
Yes, a little Pinot Noir to wash it down. That's right.
Wow. I am beyond impressed. Still, if Al has permission to tweet out all this stuff, man, you got to at least tweet out the spaghetti and meatballs. Because, I mean, that looks like something that you could get at a restaurant. You would have told me this was a restaurant you went to that was still open and had, like, their basement door that you could sneak in to make sure that you were following the CDC guidelines. I would have believed it.
Well, I will say it's eating up a number of hours during the day, so it's pretty good. I've actually learned a lot of different things over the last 3 weeks, and I'm going to continue to do it. So I'm enjoying it, actually.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.